Prvá časť testu – počúvanie. Táto časť testu sa skladá z troch nahrávok. Každú z nich budete počuť dvakrát. Počas počúvania odpovedajte na otázky prislúchajúce k jednotlivým nahrávkam. Sledujte inštrukcie a piktogramy, aby ste vedeli, na ktorý odpovedový hárok máte vyznačovať svoje odpovede. Teraz si pripravte odpovedový hárok označený piktogramom krížik. Vypočujete si prvú nahrávku. Na základe vypočutého vyberte správnu odpoveď. Vždy je správna iba jedna z ponúkaných možností. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpovedovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 1 až 7. Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku.
Kate, how did you decide where to study abroad? Please tell us why you chose Kyoto in Japan in the end.
I searched for a place that was not a megacity, but not a small town, and where I could study the field I was interested in. The university I attend in Kyoto provides me with an excellent education in the area I enjoy studying, and a great living environment.
Before studying abroad, what kind of image did you have of Kyoto?
I knew that Kyoto was the old capital of Japan and had been the capital for over 1,000 years. I also knew that it was a popular tourist destination with many temples, historical locations, and deeply rooted traditions.
How was your image of Kyoto changed in the period when you studied here?
I found out that there are so many universities and educational opportunities in Kyoto. During the 4 years I have spent living here, I have made contacts with people from so many different cities all over Japan, but also all over the world.
What were you nervous about before studying abroad? Please tell us in detail.
I honestly did not have any worries before moving here to study. I knew from my previous experience visiting Kyoto, house searching and doing interviews, that if I had trouble, I could politely ask someone nearby, and they would be likely to help me.
What is it about Kyoto that makes you glad you came here? What has made an impression on you?
One great thing about living in Kyoto is that since it is a major tourist destination, many of my friends, both Japanese and foreign, visit Kyoto. They come both to do sightseeing, but also to visit me. They can kill two birds with one stone, which means I get to show them around Kyoto while having a great time reconnecting.
What do you think is most attractive about studying in Kyoto?
Kyoto brings everything together, East and West, tradition and technology, and all the rest. If you want to live somewhere quiet with nature, Kyoto gives you such a possibility. If you want to have a variety of options for Japanese food, Kyoto is the place for you.
How do you want to use your study abroad experience in the future? And what is your message for the students considering studying in Kyoto?
As for my future profession, I want to create a working environment where anyone, no matter what their nationality or background is, can work together. And my message for the students thinking about studying in Kyoto, if you are looking for an opportunity for personal growth, a supportive learning environment, and peaceful nature, Kyoto is the perfect place to be.
Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku ešte raz.
Kate, how did you decide where to study abroad? Please tell us why you chose Kyoto in Japan in the end.
I searched for a place that was not a megacity, but not a small town, and where I could study the field I was interested in. The university I attend in Kyoto provides me with an excellent education in the area I enjoy studying, and a great living environment.
Before studying abroad, what kind of image did you have of Kyoto?
I knew that Kyoto was the old capital of Japan and had been the capital for over 1,000 years. I also knew that it was a popular tourist destination with many temples, historical locations, and deeply rooted traditions.
How was your image of Kyoto changed in the period when you studied here?
I found out that there are so many universities and educational opportunities in Kyoto. During the 4 years I have spent living here, I have made contacts with people from so many different cities all over Japan, but also all over the world.
What were you nervous about before studying abroad? Please tell us in detail.
I honestly did not have any worries before moving here to study. I knew from my previous experience visiting Kyoto, house searching and doing interviews, that if I had trouble, I could politely ask someone nearby, and they would be likely to help me.
What is it about Kyoto that makes you glad you came here? What has made an impression on you?
One great thing about living in Kyoto is that since it is a major tourist destination, many of my friends, both Japanese and foreign, visit Kyoto. They come both to do sightseeing, but also to visit me. They can kill two birds with one stone, which means I get to show them around Kyoto while having a great time reconnecting.
What do you think is most attractive about studying in Kyoto?
Kyoto brings everything together, East and West, tradition and technology, and all the rest. If you want to live somewhere quiet with nature, Kyoto gives you such a possibility. If you want to have a variety of options for Japanese food, Kyoto is the place for you.
How do you want to use your study abroad experience in the future? And what is your message for the students considering studying in Kyoto?
As for my future profession, I want to create a working environment where anyone, no matter what their nationality or background is, can work together. And my message for the students thinking about studying in Kyoto, if you are looking for an opportunity for personal growth, a supportive learning environment, and peaceful nature, Kyoto is the perfect place to be.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 1 až 7. Vypočujete si druhú nahrávku. Na základe vypočutého rozhodnite o každom z tvrdení 8 až 13, či je pravdivé, A, nepravdivé, B, alebo z nahrávky nevyplýva, C. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpovedovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 8 až 13. Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku.
After discovering the joy of flowers 3 years ago, Nicola Bird from Surrey in England founded the Floral Project. This encourages local people to grow their own flowers and give them to charities. Nicola will tell us more about her business idea.
In February 2020, I asked my husband to order me flowers for my birthday. In fact, it was a flower subscription which allowed me to receive flowers regularly by paying for the whole year. But after discovering how environmentally damaging imported flowers are, I decided to grow my own instead. I had never gardened before, so I read loads of books and watched lots of videos on YouTube. My aim was to grow flowers to put on our desks while we were homeschooling and working from home during lockdown. At that time, I was running a business to help people cope with worries. But I ended up with so many flowers that I started donating them, to my local charity organization, Age Concern. After I shared my journey and experience on Instagram, others asked how they could get involved. And the Floral Project was born. My further steps were quite logical. I built an online store and ordered the minimum number of boxes. I was prepared to lose that money if no one wanted them. I only had 14 sales in the first month, but there was a good reaction from the outside world, which encouraged me to keep going. I called it the Flower Club, and every month I started sending them a new flower kit containing 5 different seed packets together with a sewing video, which taught them how to start growing flowers step by step. At the same time, I had an online community for subscribers. That means people paying for regular deliveries of seeds. Besides learning how to grow flowers, it was finding out how to do the e-commerce side of the business. It was the first time that I had created a physical product, and I was very proud of the box and packaging we put together. What was the most difficult time in my business? In November 2021, I closed the Floral Project down for a few months. I had been running it together with my other business at the time, and this, combined with my family life, became too much. However, the flowers kept calling me, and so I reopened it again in February 2022 with renewed energy. It's not always a simple path growing a business. Sometimes it's 3 steps forwards, 4 steps backwards.
Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku ešte raz.
After discovering the joy of flowers 3 years ago, Nicola Bird from Surrey in England founded the Floral Project. This encourages local people to grow their own flowers and give them to charities. Nicola will tell us more about her business idea.
In February 2020, I asked my husband to order me flowers for my birthday. In fact, it was a flower subscription, which allowed me to receive flowers regularly by paying for the whole year. But after discovering how environmentally damaging imported flowers are, I decided to grow my own instead. I had never gardened before, so I read loads of books and watched lots of videos on YouTube. My aim was to grow flowers to put on our desks while we were homeschooling and working from home during lockdown. At that time, I was running a business to help people cope with worries. But I ended up with so many flowers that I started donating them, to my local charity organization, Age Concern. After I shared my journey and experience on Instagram, others asked how they could get involved. And the Floral Project was born. My further steps were quite logical. I built an online store and ordered the minimum number of boxes. I was prepared to lose that money if no one wanted them. I only had 14 sales in the first month, but there was a good reaction from the outside world, which encouraged me to keep going. I called it the Flower Club, and every month I started sending them a new flower kit containing 5 different seed packets, together with a sewing video, which taught them how to start growing flowers step by step. At the same time, I had an online community for subscribers. That means people paying for regular deliveries of seeds. Besides learning how to grow flowers, it was finding out how to do the e-commerce side of the business. It was the first time that I had created a physical product, and I was very proud of the box and packaging we put together. What was the most difficult time in my business? In November 2021, I closed the Floral Project down for a few months. I had been running it together with my other business at the time, and this, combined with my family life, became too much. However, the flowers kept calling me, and so I reopened it again in February 2022 with renewed energy. It's not always a simple path growing a business. Sometimes it's 3 steps forwards, 4 steps backwards.
Teraz máte ešte 1 minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 8 až 13. Teraz si pripravte odpovedový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Vypočujete si 3. nahrávku. Budete počuť 6 praktických rád, ktoré sú zhrnuté vo vetách označených číslami 14 až 20. Na základe vypočutého zoraďte vety do správneho poradia tak, že zapíšete do odpovedového hárka ku každej z nich príslušné poradové číslo od 1 do 6 podľa poradia v nahrávke. Pozor, jedna veta obsahuje informáciu, ktorá sa v nahrávke nenachádza. K tejto vete napíšte do odpovedového hárka X. Svoje odpovede napíšte na odpovedový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 14 až 20. Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku.
Some college students deal with homework assignments longer than necessary because they do not have the suitable reading comprehension skills. One way to make sure you're getting all you can from your studies is to improve your reading comprehension skills. Here are 6 reading strategies and tools you can use to make your reading for college better. Number 1. The right reading environment should fit with your learning style. The right spot will increase your focus and concentration. Consider 4 factors. Atmosphere, for example, is there good lighting? Do you have a comfortable chair? Concentration, for example, have you turned off your phone? Location, is the place suitable for reading? And schedule. Have you given yourself enough time to complete the reading and assignments? Number 2. Look at the material and ask some questions before you start reading. What's the topic? What do you already know? What can you learn from the text, from the table of contents, vocabulary, or introduction? What do titles, subheadings, charts, and graphs tell you? Number 3. When you start reading, don't let the text discourage you. Use these strategies to keep your reading assignment under control. Break up the reading. If the assignment seems frightening, break it into bite-sized sections. Some material, such as that in textbooks, can be difficult to read. Manage your time well and plan regular breaks. Check for understanding. As you read, ask yourself if you understand the ideas, paragraphs, or section. Number 4. Watch for important terms, definitions, facts, and phrases, and mark them.
If you would rather not use a highlighter, try to write your own notes or comments in free spaces or underline key phrases. Also, look for the main ideas. Number 5. Don't let unknown words discourage you. Look them up in a dictionary before you go any further. It can be hard to continue if you miss the main points because of new words. You may want to use an online dictionary so you can easily find word definitions. Number 6. Describe what you have learnt to someone else. Talk to your professor or a classmate. Join discussion groups. This will move the information or content from short-term to long-term memory.
Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku ešte raz.
Some college students deal with homework assignments longer than necessary because they do not have the suitable reading comprehension skills. One way to make sure you're getting all you can from your studies is to improve your reading comprehension skills. Here are 6 reading strategies and tools you can use to make your reading for college better. Number 1. The right reading environment should fit with your learning style. The right spot will increase your focus and concentration. Consider 4 factors. Atmosphere, for example, is there good lighting? Do you have a comfortable chair? Concentration, for example, have you turned off your phone? Location, is the place suitable for reading? And schedule, have you given yourself enough time to complete the reading and assignments? Number 2. Look at the material and ask some questions before you start reading. What's the topic? What do you already know? What can you learn from the text, from the table of contents, vocabulary, or introduction? What do titles, subheadings, charts, and graphs tell you? Number 3. When you start reading, don't let the text discourage you. Use these strategies to keep your reading assignment under control. Break up the reading. If the assignment seems frightening, break it into bite-sized sections. Some material, such as that in textbooks, can be difficult to read. Manage your time well and plan regular breaks. Check for understanding. As you read, ask yourself if you understand the ideas, paragraphs, or section. Number 4. Watch for important terms, definitions, facts, and phrases, and mark them. If you would rather not use a highlighter, try to write your own notes or comments in free spaces or underline key phrases. Also, look for the main ideas. Number 5. Don't let unknown words discourage you. Look them up in a dictionary before you go any further. It can be hard to continue if you miss the main points because of new words. You may want to use an online dictionary so you can easily find word definitions. Number 6. Describe what you have learnt to someone else. Talk to your professor or a classmate. Join discussion groups. This will move the information or content from short-term to long-term memory.
Teraz máte ešte 1 minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 14 až 20. Ukončite prosím prácu na tejto časti testu. Pokračujte prosím v práci na ďalších častiach testu.